Okay, my friends. So today we're reading a story called
Just Flowers, Just Flowers, Just Flowers, Just Flowers.
Just Flowers. It was written by Erin Daly and illustrated by Kate Cosgrove. And it's read today by Mommy and... What's your name? What can we call you?
Instead of a bee, I'm an A.
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 Mommy and A. You ready? Okay. One blistery brrr day in a dreary, dull town, a new neighbor moved in next door.
Hi,
Izzy said to him.
I'm...
Snow, snow, snow. Where are those roses?
Grumbled the new neighbor. A cluster of small white flowers winked at Izzy. They were just like the ones in his botany book. Oh, he's using all of the scientific terms. When a scientist works with a plant or a tree, when a botanist, a person who studies plants, works with them, they usually call them by their name, but not the name that you and I call them by. That's their common name. No, they call them by their scientific name. So all throughout this book, Izzy uses the scientific names for the flowers.
Snowdrops,
Izzy said. The neighbor looked up at the sky.
Don't you mean snowflakes, kid?
Gallinethus,
Izzy explained.
Gesundheit,
the neighbor said.
You should get inside.
So Izzy did. Gallinethus, what do you think that might be? Do you know? It's the scientific name for snowdrops. They're a type of flower.
One almost sunny afternoon when the snow had melted away, Izzy tried again. Hello, I'm your new neighbor, Izzy.
Why are you in such good cheer? My poor roses look dead,
complained the neighbor.
Ranunculus, Izzy said.
You're a very strange child,
the neighbor mused. Izzy pointed.
Buttercups are coming up.
Buttercups are a type of flower, aren't they? They're yellow, and they kind of look buttery, don't they?
Not in my garden. Not in my rose garden.
The neighbor huffed.
Take them away.
And so Izzy did. Izzy's mother's bad day went away, too. She was having a rough time, and he came and took the flowers and put them in her hair for her. What a loving thing to do. One beautiful blue sky morning, Izzy went outside to play.
Parrot tulips,
Izzy said to the neighbor.
Birds, shoo,
the neighbor squawked. Oh, you see, because parrot tulips, they're a type of tulip, which is a flower, yeah. And his neighbor doesn't understand.
Perennial, herbaceous, bulbiferous geophytes,
Izzy explained.
My sentiments, exactly,
the neighbor grumped.
Get him out of here.
Oh, he really does not like flowers outside of roses, does he? See, all these other beautiful flowers are growing in his garden, and he doesn't like any of them. Okay, so he doesn't like these tulips, and he wants them out. So, Izzy did. The neighbor on the other side bloomed with joy. So he took all the tulips out of one grumpy neighbor's garden and put them in the other neighbor's garden.
One sparkly spring day, the grouchy neighbor heard Izzy exclaim, Delphinium, sweet peas, impatience.
That child makes no sense at all,
he told his roses.
But
I've brought you a bouquet,
Izzy said.
Mine roses are all that I need,
the neighbor said.
Give that to someone else.
And so Izzy did.
The sheriff stopped to smell the flowers. Ooh, he found a sheriff with a canine, which is the dog that works for the police, and he gave her the big bouquet of fresh flowers, and they smell so nice. One wonderful warm weekend, Izzy built a flower box.
Stop that blasted hammering,
the neighbor shouted over the fence.
My roses are delicate.
Monarch butterflies are delicate too,
Izzy said.
I'm making a way station to save them.
Huh.
The neighbor scoffed at Izzy's box of milkweed.
Go save the monarchs somewhere else.
Did you know that monarch butterflies eat milkweed?
It's the only thing they eat. That's why we have to make sure we have some.
So Izzy did. Izzy's teacher found the perfect place outside their classroom, and Izzy's class checked it
every day, and soon the monarchs laid their eggs in the leaves.
Everyone loved Izzy's flowers. The principal, dahlias.
The pediatrician,
mums.
Charlie at the coffee shop,
cup and saucer vine. Cool.
And the mayor,
Aster, bees love them.
So do I. Everyone but Izzy's not so new neighbor.
Look at my gorgeous roses,
the neighbor boasted.
Now, these are flowers.
Wonder why he only likes roses.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor and the city council had a special surprise.
We would like to honor you with a Green Thumb Award.
Why, thank you,
crowed the neighbor.
You shouldn't have.
This is for Izzy, the mayor said.
Me?
Said Izzy.
Those are just common flowers,
sputtered the neighbor.
Just flowers that made my day.
And mine.
Just flowers that brought joy to the neighbor on the other side, and the sheriff, and the teacher, and his students, and the monarchs, and the principal, and the pediatrician, and Charlie at the coffee shop, and the bees. In fact, the whole town blossomed around Izzy. And one very bright day, Izzy tried again. Izzy smiled at the lonely neighbor.
Marigolds to keep the aphids off your roses.
Why, thank you,
he said.
What now, are aphids?
Aphids are tiny little bugs that like to eat flowers, and they can destroy your garden. But some flowers, they don't like to be around, like marigolds.
And not just flowers,
Izzy added.
Rubus aliganisis?
I don't need any blackberries,
the neighbor interrupted.
Pie,
Izzy said.
Come and join us.
And so he did.
And look at us, we're learning so much.
And what I like about this book is the back...
Are aphids...
Aphids are tiny little green bugs. They're very small.
Are they allergic to marigolds? Will they die if they have one?
I just think they don't like them, and so they go away from them. So, in the book, in the last page of the book, they talk about how there are different plants here, and they show you the different plants, and then they show you what the scientific names are for each of the plants. And so you can learn a lot in this book. And that, my friends, is the end. Right?
The end.